Hello? Didn't you hear me knock?
Hi, Mom. I'm sorry. I'm a little preoccupied.
What's wrong?
I can't find my keys. I'm always losing them.
Do you remember what I did when you were little?
What?
In the winter, you were always losing your gloves, and so I would attach them to your sleeves with little clips. It generally worked, although sometimes you still managed to lose them. Don't ask me how.
Well, I wish I could put my keys to my sleeves.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Mother.
I was always very absent-minded when I was pregnant.
I was not absent-minded. I constantly craved cheeseburgers.
That's right.
Cheeseburgers? Hi, Grammy. I didn't know you were here today.
Well, I usually get my hair done on Wednesdays, but my stylist is on vacation this week, so I decided to visit. Come here, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Have you decided what you want to do for your birthday?
We're having a party here, then I'm going out with my friends.
That sounds terrific.
Yeah. So are you staying for dinner?
Why don't you? We're planning to get takeout if I can ever find my...
Mom, why are your keys in the fruit bowl?
We said near the entrance to Saks. I was near the entrance to Saks, on the other side.
Not near the entrance. That's near the escalator.
I was looking for you.
Yeah, yeah. You would have walked right by me if I hadn't seen you. Here, hold this. I want to check something.
What am I, a closet? What, you buy everything but the kitchen sink?
Don't start, Joe. It fits. It's very nice with your eyes. Are you satisfied? So, what did you do?
I went up to the drugstore and had a blood pressure test.
Blood pressure? You think you have high blood pressure?
Well, I've been wondering about it. Besides, the test was free.
Why do you think you have high blood pressure?
Marie.
How long have you thought this? Why do you never tell me these things?
Marie!
You didn't tell me about your bifocals. You don't tell me about your blood pressure. If you wore a hat, I wouldn't know you were bald.
Let's go. I'm exhausted.
How can you be tired? You just took a nap.
I started out, you know, as a young man in California going to, I guess, local history museums about the history of the little town in California that I was raised in. I always liked them.
Well, I've been going to museums all my life. I was brought up to do those kinds of things. You know, listen to opera at home, go to museums. It was all part of my upbringing.
I think it's just a break from the everyday, the madness of the streets and people in your face all the time, and it's very quiet in there. And taking a little time to think about things other than the daily routine.
I go to all kinds of museums. I go to the Museum of Fine Arts regularly, and I like to go to small, funky museums, and I like to go and see special exhibits, and I go all the time.
You get to see different ways people express themselves, whether it's sculpture, or folk art, or science, or fine art painting, or whatever.
It gets me in touch a little bit with, I think, what it means to be human, by looking at great achievements of past humans and human civilizations, which is something which I enjoy a lot. It shows it's something to aspire towards, I think, oftentimes, and something to, I think if we understand these things, we can understand the present a lot better.
I'm happier when I'm in a museum than any place in the world that I can think of, but it's also like reading a book for me. I guess it's a quick way to learn new information.